Well, good evening. This is Carla McNeil, and I'd like to say welcome to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. I would like to thank you very much for joining in this evening. And I know how precious time is. Something we can't get back, something we can't repeat. Today is Tuesday, December the 2nd. Ooh, it's getting close. And I would just like to say thank you very much for joining. I want you to grab a piece of paper and a pen that writes and write down that date, December the 2nd. And I want to dive right in and get started. My name is Carla. And my direct email is carla@retirewithcarla.com. And you can reach me at 778-835-4032. You have called into the Terrific Tuesday teleclass on 218-486-7200, bridge number 549706. And if you would like, please state your name and where you're calling from. Just a little bit. I can hear you just barely. Anyone else out there who would like to state your name and where you're calling from? Well, great. Welcome to the call. As we go through the call tonight, if you have any questions and you're too shy to ask, please send me an email at carla@retirewithcarla.com and let me know what your question is, and I will do my best to address it on the call. Because I am looking for people who want to play in a team environment, people who want to be coached, mentored, and supported in that team environment and build their way to financial freedom. So let's just dive right in. On many other teleclasses, I have mentioned and talked about affirmations. And I came across this quote from Jim Rohn that really stuck with me. An affirmation without discipline is the beginning of delusion. I read that and I thought, oh, is that so true? I think back to when I first started using affirmations and how it just never seemed to work, never seemed to go anywhere. And I believed, I started using them personally in the beginning for health reasons. And just nothing ever happened. Because once I realized that affirmation without discipline is the beginning of delusion, I became aware. And that awareness was a key to discovering why things happen and why I was able to exercise different choices and get better incomes. Outcomes, pardon me. Well, income too. So you do have a choice, but you don't have any choice or any control over something that you're totally unaware of. It's becoming aware that actually makes the difference and gives you that choice where you can actually exercise some form of control. So you get into the affirmations, but you've got to have that discipline. And the discipline and taking the actions allows you to actually make those affirmations come true. We cannot always control our thoughts, but we can control our words. And repetition impresses the subconscious, and we are then master of the situation. That's a quote from Jane Fonda. And Jane Fonda is the person who actually got me started on this journey of personal development. I read her book called Out on a Limb. Ooh, I'm dating myself. That was quite a while ago. But what I want to talk to you tonight is about intensity. And we become aware, we know we have choices. Sometimes we still choose badly, but we're learning, we're getting there. And on this journey, the affirmations, the actions, the things we know that we need to do, it's not just once a week. It's not just one day in the week. Okay, on Sundays I'm going to say my affirmations. On Monday mornings I'm going to say my affirmations. I'm going to do this activity. I'm going to make phone calls on Tuesday afternoons. It's not once a week that gets us to where we want to go. That's not enough. And in many, many cases, that's why it seems like it doesn't work. We don't have the intensity that we need in order to make something work for us. When we increase the intensity, it's amazing the results we start to get. When I first started building my business, I'll admit it, I started, you know, maybe 1, maybe 2 days a week doing 1 or 2 hours a day. And that was about it. That was all I did. But as I'm building the business and as I declare through my affirmations, I'm cranking it up a notch. And I'm cranking it up a notch again. And I'm cranking it up a notch again. And that is where the difference is. That is how we get to where we're going. We build the intensity and we just keep moving forward. Because what you want to do, this is from my mentor and strategic business coach, John DeLemme, is you want to injure the thing being hit. So I have a health habit and I want to crank that. So I want to crank it up a notch and I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to keep going at it and going at it and going at it. I want to injure that particular bad habit that I have using the affirmations, using the idea of intensity, and knowing that now that I'm aware, I'm making those different choices. You got to turn it on. You can't just sit back, relax, say those affirmations once a week, do those tasks you need to do once a week. Can you imagine if you only fed yourself once a week? Can you imagine if you only brushed your teeth once a week? Life would be pretty different. You wouldn't have any friends if you only brushed your teeth once a week. People wouldn't want to get close to you. So you got to turn it on. Going home, sitting down, watching TV, playing games on the computer, those kinds of tasks, they're going to keep you where you are today. And you do have a choice. You can do what you know you need to do, or you can sit back, read a novel, watch TV, and in 5 years from now, your life will be the same as it is right now, or it'll be worse. Now, if you're happy with that, if you love your life just exactly the way it is, you're not caught in a slave camp and going back and forth to a job every day that you don't love to pieces, then fine. That's a good place for you to be. But if you are not living the life of your dreams, you gotta turn it on. You've got to take that responsibility for your own actions. Once you start with those affirmations, you crank up the intensity, you make those different choices, you're saying it. You're saying things like, what are some of my affirmations? I am an awesome team leader. And the more I say I am an awesome team leader, then I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it in my own behavior. I'm seeing it in my team environment. I am an awesome team leader. Now, when I first started saying that, that wasn't necessarily true in my mind. So you say it, you practice it, you crank up the intensity, and then you're going to see it. Because any time you do anything, you crank it up, you turn it on, you declare, you're going to run into some opposition. That always happens. Challenges, opposition, because we don't grow as human beings without being challenged, without seeing that opposition. We need to recognize that the challenges are there for us to learn and grow. It's for us to stretch. And if the challenges come up and you think, oh, well, I guess that's not meant to be, and you quit, you will not learn and grow from the experience. The experience is there. When you ask for patience, you're not just going to automatically be filled with patience and have it change overnight. What's going to happen is you are going to be confronted with situations where you learn to practice the skill of patience. And when you practice that skill, you become better at it. So the opposition will also increase in intensity. I know many times in my life, before I started on the journey of personal growth, if I ignored something, it always seemed to come back more intense. And it was like, okay, the laws of the universe are hitting me over the head with a brick before I finally get it. Or I have to get whapped upside the head with a baseball bat in order for me to see and to realize that, oh, that behavior doesn't work. I need to change that behavior. I had that in the way my life was when I drank a lot of alcohol. Many things in my life didn't work. And finally, that baseball bat was big enough that I made some decisions. And I made some choices. And I chose to do what was better for me. Just like you need to choose what's best for you in order to enable you to stretch, grow, and learn, and become an even better you. Because it's not like we're bad people. We all believe that we're good at heart and what we're doing is right. But we can also all take it up a notch. We can turn up that intensity. If you believe that others are to blame for what's happening in your life, then you are giving them control. Because the only behavior we are responsible for is our own. And if we blame other people for what's happening in our life, then we are giving them control. And who do you want to have control of your life? Do you want you to have control of your life? Or do you want someone else to have control of your life? I know I personally want control of my own life. So keep increasing that intensity. Because like when we are challenged with the opportunity to practice our patience, we are also challenged with the opportunity of faith. Do you have the faith to keep going even when you're hit with the challenges? Do you have the faith? I'm a gardener. When I plant a seed, I know what kind of plant is going to come up. I don't have to worry that if I plant a daffodil bulb, that I'm going to get pumpkins. I have the faith. So when we quit it's like faith tried us and found out we were not ready. So that's part of cranking up that intensity, planting the seed, having the faith that I'm definitely going to get a daffodil and not a pumpkin. Real freedom requires that intensity. You got to take it. You got to do stuff with intensity. Because without it, it doesn't work. You need to practice, get things going, get things started, and you do what is intense for you in the beginning. Now, what is intense for you may not necessarily be intense for somebody else, but that doesn't matter. You crank it up, you turn it on for what is right for you. Getting rid of the laziness that is so ingrained in our society is critical. The laziness that sits us in front of the TV for 2 hours when we get home, or 4 hours, or that it puts us sitting reading a mindless novel. Getting rid of the laziness is critical to your own success. You must delete the belief that it's too much work. Because you know what? It's actually harder to have all of those regrets inside you for all the things that you didn't do, that you didn't attempt. That is harder. It takes more energy and it takes more out of us as humans. So deleting that belief that it's too much is going to assist you in propelling forward. It's going to assist you in cranking it up and turning it on. Everyone's life is under someone's control. It might as well be under your own so that you can direct your own destiny. That's a quote by Harry Tucker. Increasing that intensity is where it starts to really get interesting. Life starts to present you with some challenges, some ideas, some opportunities for growth and learning. And when you start on that journey, getting rid of that laziness, first, it's going to feel really good. And then you're going to get ideas about how to get what you want. They're going to come. And those ideas are going to assist you in taking more action. Because then, once those ideas start showing up, you're going to notice resources. Oh, wait a minute, I know this person over here. They're going to be able to assist me in learning that. Or, I know this person over here. They've got something I could borrow. Or they've got something I know they could even give me. So you're going to feel more motivated to take the action because, first off, you're starting to feel better. You're feeling good. You're getting some good ideas about what you can do. You're noticing that the resources are out there. And then, more than likely, you'll develop the personal qualities that you need to get things done. Such things as persistence, creativity, enthusiasm, imagination. So that's going to come. Then you're going to get to that challenge point. And you're going to reach that threshold of what you can handle. Now what happens here, when we get to that point, things may be starting to get a little chaotic. You may start to get in a little bit of fear. Oh my gosh, is this ever going to happen? You're reaching that threshold. You're reaching your comfort zone. The end of your comfort zone, the top of your comfort zone. So what you're worried about and what you're afraid of, you're going to avoid. So this is where you start to focus on what you don't want. Rather than before, where we're concentrating on our affirmations, we're cranking up the intensity, we're getting things going, we're building the faith, and then we get to that point where we've reached the threshold of our comfort zone. And then we start to focus on what we don't want. So the awareness at this point is what you need to know. You need to be aware that no matter what you do, that point is coming. Because in anything we do in life, whether it's learning how to ride that bicycle, it's getting that degree, it's walking into those university classes for the first time, it's the first day on your new job, those are points where we have reach that level of the top of our comfort zone. We're now into our uncomfortable zone. But the first day on a job, you don't give up, put your hands up and walk away and say, oh no, I can't do that. You work with it. You learn. You grow. You learn how the place works. You learn the duties you need to perform. You learn the tasks that you're required to do. And you focus then on what you want, and rather than what you don't want. And that's the key. That is the key to getting past your comfort zone, getting through your comfort zone to being comfortable again. When you realize that now you're in the job, you've been there a while, hey, it's pretty darned comfortable. So next is the next step. What do you do here? What do you do to get into that uncomfortable zone again? Maybe you go for a promotion. And when you stop and think and look back on your life, things that have, where you have stretched yourself, where you have become uncomfortable, and you've just built and worked through it, wow, you end up with some pretty good results. So doing those things, an uneasy feeling, a little bit of fear, when you work through them and you keep going, you realize that, wait a minute, I'm aware that this is always going to happen to me. And I know what has happened when I've gone through this uncomfortable stage before. So all I have to do is just keep going. Because I know things are going to be better on the other side. When we become aware of how all of that works, it is amazing how things will change for you. Because you get a much better understanding of what's stopping you. And sometimes realizing, whoa, that's pretty silly. Something that happened to me years ago was when I first started working in hotels. And I was afraid to go on a job interview. I had come from a very small town where everyone knew me, and I didn't have to go on job interviews. I was just offered jobs. So the very first time I had to go on a job interview, whoa, I mean, I was terrified. I had moved from a very small town to the city of Toronto, and I had never gone for a job interview. I had always just been given jobs. Now I realize that overcoming that fear was critical. Can you imagine if I never had? I wouldn't be able to talk to you today. That many things in my life would never have happened because I did not work through and bust through that threshold, increase that intensity, and just keep going and go for it. Now, I didn't get the first job that I went on a job interview for, but I did get the second one. So that was a good thing. You can conquer almost any fear if you make up your mind to do so. For fear doesn't exist anywhere except in the mind. And other people don't know when you're afraid. Okay, unless your teeth are chattering, your hands are shaking, and your voice is shaking. Those are pretty obvious ones. But for the most part, people don't know when we're afraid. So it's in our mind. It's that threshold. And that threshold is that point where we're beginning to focus on what we don't want. So when you're walking into that interview, when someone approaches you with a business opportunity, because right now, in the times we're having right now, the business opportunities for those who are coming from the heart are, they're boundless. There's just so much out there. I just wish I had more than 24 hours in a day. But like you, I only have 24 hours in a day. And when we are aware that that's the point where we begin to focus on what we don't want, we can switch. So instead of walking into that interview and deciding, oh my gosh, what if I put my foot in my mouth? Oh, what if I say the wrong thing? Instead, what I focus on is how great that's going to be. How successful I'm going to be in the business opportunity that I'm partaking in. My multi-level marketing business, my team is fantastic. I have a team of business builders. So I'm now focusing on what I want rather than what I don't want. And when I do that, the fear goes away. And if it doesn't go away, it dissipates a lot. It becomes a lot less intense. Because remember, the intensity also works on the other side. So you can't do something that isn't resourceful when you're aware of it. When you know that sticking your hand in the fire isn't good for you, you don't stick your hand in the fire. You know that driving that car into the back of the person in front of you isn't resourceful, so you don't do it. It's that awareness that assists us in making those informed decisions. It's that awareness that allows us to focus on what we want in the times where we're stressed and where we're scared, to allow us to keep moving forward. So affirmations without discipline is the beginning of delusion. Great quote by Jim Rohn. Intensity is something that we need in our life. We need to crank it up. We need to declare. And we gotta turn it on. And that great quote by Harry Tucker. Everyone's life is under someone's control. It might as well be under your own, so that you can direct your destiny. So I'd like to wrap up just by saying, when you hit that point of being very uncomfortable, be aware that what's happening at that point is you're focusing on what you don't want. Switch that focus to focusing on what you do want, and it'll be a lot easier to get past that stage of uncomfortable and into the comfortable stage. So I'd like to thank you very much for joining me on my terrific Tuesday teleclass. And if you have any questions for me, or would like me to speak on a certain topic that is of interest to you, please do send me an email at carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's RetireWithCarla.com. And remember, I'm looking for people who want to play in a team environment, to be coached, mentored, and supported in a team environment. Because my goal is for everyone on my team to be even better than I am. And that is what and how I build my team. If that's the team you're looking for, go to retirewithcarla.com, submit your name and phone number, and I will personally give you a call. So thank you ever so much for joining me. Remember, the access code is, the phone number is 218-486-7200 with the access code of 549-706. And thanks again for joining me on Terrific Tuesday Teleclass. I look forward to speaking with you again next week. And remember to have fun.